Coming up this morning, we're going to find out more about your local libraries. It was something that we talked about yesterday on the programme, but the decision has now been reached.
On the afternoon of the day when her father had refused to buy her a book, Matilda set out all by herself to walk to the public library in the village. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the librarian, Mrs. Phelps. She asked if she might sit a while and read a book. Every afternoon, as soon as her mother had left for bingo, Matilda would toddle down to the library, sitting quietly by herself in a cosy corner, devouring one book after another.
Well, that's an extract from Roald Dahl's book Matilda, read by 13-year-old Helen Gibson. And now the library, which was the inspiration for that book, is facing an uncertain future. Great Missenden Library is one of 14 Buckinghamshire libraries that council has decided should be run on a community basis in future, with volunteers playing a major role. It's a move which has disappointed Andy Truman from Wendover. Her 9-year-old daughter Jessica started a petition to save both Wendover and Great Missenden Libraries. Well, in a moment we'll be speaking to Andy, but first let's hear from Paula Buck, who's head of culture and learning at Buckinghamshire County Council. Morning to you, Paula. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are these community libraries going to work?
Well, the key part of the whole plan is actually developing community partnerships. And
what does that mean?
Well, what we want to do, given the current funding challenges, we wanted to find a way that we could keep our network of 26 libraries still running and vibrant in the local areas. So what we've identified through our plans is in 14 communities is looking at partnership arrangements with the community themselves.
What does that mean? Does that mean me? Does that mean listeners? Are these people or organisations or
it
what?
It means both. So it means working with the community themselves in terms of voluntary capacity. It means working with other organisations already within a community. In one of the libraries, the local post office has actually moved into the library. We're also working with the children's centres. We're also in discussion with other organisations, such as the police, about how they may make better use of the libraries. So we can make the library much more of a community hub by bringing more people and more resources into it, make it much more cost-effective.
Who's going to staff it?
In the very small libraries, the likelihood is they will be run by volunteers. But in the larger and medium-sized libraries, there will be some element of paid staffing in them.
And the volunteers, just to get this straight, who are these volunteers going to be? Are these volunteers going to be the unemployed, those people with jobs who have time, the retired? Who are they going to be? Who's going to have time to do this?
It could be all of those. I think it's an opportunity in the community. Some of those people will be perhaps newly retired. There are people with time. We already have people volunteering in the libraries on a regular basis within all our libraries, and it is about extending and rolling that out and actually asking the community to get more involved in their local library as a way of enabling us to maintain our full network of 26 libraries. We've identified right the way through all our consultation that one size doesn't fit all. We'll be looking for different types of solutions in different communities so we can get a sort of tailored library for that particular community needs.
Well, Andy Truman and her 9-year-old daughter, they campaigned to save the libraries in Wendover and Great Missenden. They're with us this morning. Andy, good morning to you. Are you reassured by what Paula Buck is saying?
I have grave concerns. I desperately, desperately hope that these community partnerships are going to work, but I know because I've sat in on one of the meetings at Wendover that there's a small group there, very well-meaning, lots of ideas, but on the day that the decision has been made to go down the route of community partnerships, there's still not a solid plan on where they will get the funding.
Andy, will you have time yourself to run your local library?
Unfortunately not, because I already help another community group. So my time is taken up with that. So, you know, and that's the problem. I think the communities are finding more and more draw on their sort of free time, their free cash, because of, you know, the big society, as the government are calling it. And simply people have a finite amount of money and time that they can give.
And Paula, is this the case with regards to what Andy's just said there, has campaigned along with her daughter to save this library, won't have the time herself to run it, but really wants it to be kept open? Is it a case that Bucks County Council have said, look, we've helped you as much as we can here, and now it's down to you, and if it